One of our early patriots observed, relative to the fight for independence, "Either we hang together or we hang alone." There is strength in numbers, particularly when those involved share a common value.
During a recent book signing, several young mothers with strollers full of little ones came to the store. Only a few days earlier, these same mothers were at a presentation I had made on parenting. They were conspicuous because of their enthusiasm, the questions they asked, and their youth. I've noticed that the older I get, the younger new mothers appear to be. I told them I was impressed that they had shared the business of parenting with such interest and enthusiasm. One of them told me, quote, "We have a group in our neighborhood, all young parents. We get together once a month, share our successes, and discuss our needs and concerns. We use your book as our manual. You can't even believe what a difference it has made in the homes in our neighborhood." It has been pleasing to me to have been told similar things around the country by parents who have bonded together in a common effort to improve their parenting skills. I encourage it. Here are five advantages that have been reported to me over the years by parents who have worked together to improve their parenting. First, they learn early on that they are not alone. Too often, parents feel that they are the only ones suffering the slings and arrows of parenting, or that their circumstances are unique. They learn quickly that they are anything but unique or alone. Knowing that they are not alone is a great source of comfort and help gives them hope. It makes them teachable. In fact, they become anxious to learn new and better ways because there is hope. Secondly, they learn new skills from the most credible teachers of all, other successful parents. As one eminent author noted, the best help comes from kith and kin, meaning friends and family. Having a strong support group gives people a huge amount of comfort. Just knowing there is someone to call on at a moment of crisis or quandary or confusion has a remarkably calming effect. Enduring becomes a momentary trial rather than a lifelong burden. Next, regularly reviewing what has been learned as well as learning new things is a hedge against regression, that is, going back to the old way. Just as having children brings us a lifelong responsibility, so is the need for learning to nurture children a lifelong responsibility, one that never goes away, even when the children are grown and on their own. After all, grandchildren are just as much in need of good grandparenting as children are of good parenting. And lastly, parents feel safer letting their children go to other homes in the neighborhood, knowing that the homes that they will be going into, the children with whom they will be playing, and the parents of those homes and children are safe environments, is a source of immense comfort. They are also environments that reinforce out of the home what is being taught in the home. Getting the word out about how to parent effectively benefits everyone. After all, how safe the world is for your family is a matter that extends far beyond the walls of your own home.